Dear friends, I welcome you to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Mrs. Florence Atili Fiberesima, and I am the Solicitor General of Rivers State and the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Justice. Today, I'll be speaking to you on a very interesting topic. The topic is opportunities for conflict resolution at the Directorate for Citizens' Rights in the Rivers State Ministry of Justice. Before we begin, let's listen to an opening message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzetinye-Somwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Our lovely and great people of Rivers State, I bring you special greetings today as we listen to another interesting episode of Reeve Ethics on Radio, our character building weekend show. I want to say a very big thank you to all those who have tuned in today. You are the reason for the success of this program as you make out time to participate in this life-changing conversation. Today, our discussion will focus on conflict resolution towards the promotion of peaceful coexistence in our homes, our immediate communities, and among all Rivers communities. It is important to have a good understanding of why conflicts exist and how to handle them. Let us first consider some basic facts about conflict. Conflict is not an unusual happening, it happens all the time. It's part of everyday life. It occurs across all age groups. It can happen to anyone. It has many different causes. It can escalate if not resolved. It is not always negative. It can be solved in different ways. In addition to many other factors, conflict can be caused by intolerance, ignorance, poor communication, self-interest, cultural threat, desire for power, lack of empathy, lack of compromise, challenge of values, making assumptions, prejudice and disappointments, amongst others. So we can see that as long as societies, communities, families and individuals exist, there will be conflict. Conflict is inevitable. However, conflict escalates to combat if unresolved. Unresolved conflicts can cause anger, stress, hostility, physical violence, unhappiness, withdrawal, poor self-esteem, distrust, negative thoughts, depressions, fear, confusion, frustration, insecurity, loneliness, amongst many other bad feelings. And we must note that these negative emotions resulting from conflicts can adversely affect our health by increasing our stress level, weakening our immunity, and opening the door for life-threatening diseases to attack our bodies. Realizing the need to resolve conflicts when they occur, the big question is, how best can we resolve conflicts? The first step is for the parties involved in the conflict to make great effort to resolve a conflict by themselves without involving a third party. To do this, the following approach will be very helpful. 1. Communication. Good communication between the parties is very needful. To achieve this, the parties must do the following. Listen without interrupting, show understanding of the problem, present individual points of view, understand how each individual feels. 2. Negotiation. After good and open communication comes negotiation, which requires the following. Considering possible solutions, accepting the need for compromise, choosing the fairest solution, implementing the settlement or peace plan. 3. Consolidation. In order to turn the conflict into positive energy, the last step involves evaluating the success of the peace plan, communicating the new positive feelings. Where this individual method of conflict resolution fails, then we can bring the issues before a third party for resolution. Some of the ways this can be done are discussed in today's episode by our guest speaker, Mrs. Florence Fiberesima, the Permanent Secretary and Solicitor General of the Ministry of Justice, Rivers State. Mrs. Fiberesima is a mediation expert, a fellow of the Chartered Institute of Mediators and Conciliators, and also a conflict resolution trainer. Please enjoy this episode and apply the lessons learned as we strive to make Rivers State the most peaceful state in Nigeria. Our dear people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless you always, and God bless our dear Rivers State.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say,
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
I welcome you back. And I thank you so much for joining us today on your favorite program, River Ethics, on radio. My name is Mrs. Florence Atili Fibersima, and I am the Solicitor General of River State and the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Justice. I am your host for today. And like I earlier said, I'm speaking on the opportunities for conflict resolution at the Directorate for Citizens' Rights. Now, the Directorate for Citizens' Rights is a department in the River State Ministry of Justice. That department is basically set up by the River State government to improve access to justice in River State. That department basically utilizes what we call alternative dispute resolution skills to assist our citizens resolve their disputes outside of the court. The Directorate for Citizens' Rights assists members of the public who have disputes in various forms. Some of these disputes are landlord and tenant issues, family problems, maybe husbands and wives, employers and their employees, small credits, perhaps people who have lent money and they need intervention to recover them. We also have issues with inheritance. We even have issues where women who have been disinherited also approach the Directorate for resolutions of their disputes. The Directorate for Citizens' Rights is open to the public all to the working hours of Mondays to Fridays. The Directorate also accepts very simple forms of accessing it. All you have to do is walk in to the Directorate. Interestingly, the Directorate is located on the ground floor of the River State Ministry of Justice, so it makes it easy for you to access the office. Just walk into the office, make your complaint. There are always law officers there to assist you take your complaints, and then dates are fixed for your matters to be handled. The other form of also accessing the Directorate is you can do a petition, especially where you're complaining about an agency or a company. You would have to write a letter, and that letter will be addressed to the Solicitor General of River State and the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Justice. One of the success stories of the Directorate for Citizens' Rights, it is intervention in communal issues. We had so many years back a community that was at loggerheads with one another. We had like two different families who had disagreements on whether one family should remain as a member of the community or not. Now, let's say party A and B. Now, family A decided that family B should be expelled from the community. Now, what was the reason for that? It was unknown. But when they came to the Directorate for Citizen Rights, by virtue of our intervention, we were able to get the parties to speak about what the main issues were and also to investigate and find out what exactly was their reason for wanting family B to be expelled from the community. And it became obvious that their reason was based on rumors. So, my dear people of River State, sometimes disagreements are merely based on rumors. As soon as we were able to find that the reason that family A was being asked to be expelled from the community was just based on rumors, could not be substantiated by even those who were making the allegations, of course, that brought that whole community problem to an end. And that was the end of the dispute. Again, I want to say that that was a very successful intervention, because our community was already poised for a full-blast community problem. And that would have really led to loss of lives, loss of properties, and even loss of faith for everyone in that community. So the Directorate for Citizens' Rights, beyond just dealing with very personal civil matters, can also go into problems that affect communities. I would like to say that the Directorate, over the years of its existence, has continued successfully to do just that. Let me pause here very briefly for a short break.
I catch you.
waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for but man to they walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You they deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water with crocodile, they make fist. What do you they find? Palava, you go get up. Half or do not they inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sidonian. Oh no, you hear? Not talks and not warn you.
I welcome you back. I earlier spoke about how a community was about to resort to expelling another part of the community out of their community based on rumor. And that I can tell you, as a result of their helplessness in resolving what they termed to be a major conflict in the community. Now, I would like to say that at the Directory for Citizens' Rights, the process of mediation is one that we can refer to as an alternative to traditional litigation. Traditional litigation, of course, we all know that we can go to the courts and access justice. Now, what about people who do not have the resources to engage the services of a lawyer, even unable to understand what it means to even access the services of a lawyer? It's not just that they do not have the resources, they don't even have the understanding to even access a lawyer. What should they do? Should they resort to self-help? Or should they just sit back and do absolutely nothing? I would like to say that the Directory for Citizens' Rights was set up basically to give this kind of people a day in court that they deserve, which is why we speak about the Directorate being the River State Government's opportunity for access to justice to her citizens. That is the opportunity we have for conflict resolution in River State. It is basically an alternative to our traditional method of dispute resolution. Now, I know a lot of people will be wondering, when we talk about mediation, when we talk about alternative dispute resolution, what do we mean? What is mediation? It's basically a process where an impartial third party facilitates negotiations between two or more disputing parties and assists them to reach a negotiated settlement. It is one of the core alternative dispute resolution processes. And of course, by reason of its structures and its benefits, it has proved to be very beneficial when we speak about access to justice. In fact, we have actually called it sometimes the appropriate dispute resolution processes for every citizen. Now, you would wonder why there should be another form of dispute resolution other than that of litigation. We are all not unaware of the delays we have in our justice system. Even we as lawyers, we accept the fact that, of course, there are some delays in our justice system, and this necessitates alternatives provided by other forms of dispute resolution. And so, mediation has stepped in to be a very, very important tool in ensuring that citizens in River State have access to justice. I want to say very clearly, access to justice is an unshakable foundation for every just society. It is important in maintaining peace in the society. Before we go on to talk about the processes of mediation and how it will benefit us, I'd like to say that we all know that conflicts are inevitable in our society. Every one of us here, right from when we were born and when we began to understand what life's issues are, we have been in one form of conflict or the other. And so if we know that conflicts are inevitable, then it means that what we need to do is have processes or understand the means by which we can resolve those conflicts, because they are going to be there with us every day of our lives. Now, we were talking about conflicts as being inevitable in our human relations. Now, when conflicts arise, we can even accept that conflicts can be within us, it can be between us and another person. It can also take the wider view of being conflicts between persons who are in business or persons who are of the same family. Conflicts can come in various forms. And I can tell you that a lot of the conflicts that arise because people's expectations are not met. Of course, we all have expectations from one another when we get into relationships with one another, be it business relationships or family relationships. And I also want to say that conflicts do not just happen. They actually do begin somewhere. And so we do also understand in conflicts that there are different stages of conflicts. And the very first part of it is when the conflicts just began, the early stages of a conflict. The early stages of a conflict, of course, you begin to see that people perhaps stop speaking with each other, or they stop communicating the way they used to do. And then the conflict at that point is already brewing. And if nothing is done at that point, it can actually go on to become a full-blown problem amongst the parties involved. And so we get on to the stage where we refer to conflict as having escalated. At that point, daggers are drawn. The parties, have ceased every form of communication with one another. I can't say that all of these issues are with us every day in our society, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. We also see that sometimes conflicts get to the point where they get to the violent stage. At that point, people begin to hurt one another. When acts that involve or cause physical injury or hurt begin to occur, we do know that conflicts have become very violent. And that, of course, is not what we would like in our society. I want us to join Her Excellency in helping us through this program to build attitudes and values that entrench proper dispute resolution mechanisms, that we accept that there are alternative ways of resolving our disputes without us necessarily resorting to self-help. And that, for me, is the opportunity created by the Directorate for Citizens' Rights. The Directorate for Citizens' Rights, like I earlier said, gives you the rare opportunity of having your dispute resolved very privately. Privately in the sense that it is not open to the public. And so if all of you who are parties to a particular dispute are just two or three or four, you would only be in that particular dispute or the room where it is being resolved with only the mediator, who might just be a lawyer in the ministry who's been trained to resolve disputes. The mediation process itself, from the definition I had given to you, gives you a very clear definition of how it is structured. That's why we say that mediation is a veritable alternative to other forms of dispute resolution. Now, the point where I would like to emphasize on is the fact that the mediation process empowers us through the intervention of the neutral third party. The neutral third party there, if you recall my definition of mediation, is the fact that the neutral third party is crucial in assisting disputants to resolve their disputes. Let me pause here very briefly. We'll go for a short break.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you go take your own head, carry on. If you think you say you fit do person bad, and you go happy after and the jury, my friend, you jam block. Nothing better pass say make a person do good thing, because he no say he go better for him if he better for him friend.
I don't know why people they fight, oh. I don't know why people they quarrel, oh. I don't know why people they make wahala. Yes, my friend, don't make you no fight, oh. My friend, don't no quarrel, oh. My friend, don't no make wahala.
I welcome you back. Now, we have been talking about the benefits of having a mediator in your process of dispute resolution, especially where the mediator is one at the Directorate for Citizens' Rights of the Rivers State Ministry of Justice. I say so because they are trained mediators. This is very key to the success of the process. The mediator, as I earlier said, is a neutral person. And of course, as a neutral person to your dispute, the mediator will be able to facilitate discussions between the disputing parties. He's able to do so because he would give you the opportunity to speak and hear one another. And then he can also focus all of the parties in the dispute on the issues that are before them. The mediator would also be able to help parties to overcome their emotional blockages. I like to say that some of the disputes that also come before the directorate are basically based on emotional expectations that have not been met, and it is important to give people opportunity to be able to overcome those emotional blockages that will not allow them to resolve their disputes. Parties who are also at the directorate for this type of process can also have a better understanding of the other party's case. And this is very important, especially in terms of exploring options for settlement of their dispute. This is really, really important. Remember that I said that a mediation is one where disputing parties are assisted to come up with negotiated settlement. If they do not understand one another's case, and if they do not sit back and look at options for settlement, then what that means is that there will be no outcome or good outcome of that mediation process. And so that process gives you the opportunity to be able to look at various options, negotiate those options, and come out with resolutions that will be beneficial to both parties. In fact, what we say in the mediation process is that it's not entirely based on your rights. You could actually have a right to something, but in the interest of peace, perhaps in a community or in a family, or even in a business relationship, you can decide to vary some of those rights just so that you can come to a negotiated settlement in that process. That's why we refer to mediation as an opportunity for effective conflict resolution. And I want to encourage us to continue to adopt this method of conflict resolution. Again, mediation has the opportunity of minimizing the power imbalances between people who are in dispute. Let me explain what that means. You know, sometimes you are just an employee, perhaps one big company, and perhaps you have been laid off, you are confused, you do not know what to do, perhaps you are a youth, you're wondering, I don't have the money to go to a lawyer, I don't know how I'm going to approach this company to be able to get my fair day in court or get justice for the wrong they have done to me. Or perhaps I've been working in that company, I get injured, and the company just lays me off and they do nothing to assist me to probably get proper treatment, and I'm confused, I don't know what to do. I assure you that the process of mediation will give you an opportunity to resolve that dispute. That's what we talk about, dealing with power imbalances. You as one individual may not be able to take on the company, but of course, the directorate will be able to write to that company, invite the company to a mediation process, and usually they attend. Because of course, most companies who operate in River State, they want to be seen as responsible members of the society, corporate organizations. And so they will come. And of course, because you have a neutral intervener in your midst, the issues will be clear and then it will be negotiated. And at the end of the day, everyone will leave happy because there will be an outcome that will be beneficial to that employee and also to the company. Because sometimes the company themselves are wary of what these youths may decide to go and do if they do not have a means of resolving their disputes. So that is one great opportunity that is available to our youths whenever they have conflicts that require resolution. Now again, I would like to say, very importantly, that we must never forget that conflicts are here with us. They are there on a daily basis. They are all around us. Perhaps if you drive out today, right on the road, you might just get into an argument with someone. But it's not the conflict themselves that are a problem, but how we respond to the conflict that determines the outcome. Therefore, when we do not need to go to court, and I can tell you that sometimes we do not need to go to court, the courts are already inundated with a lot of cases. And so those cases that don't require so much to be done or don't even require the services of a lawyer, you can just walk into the directory, make your complaint, and definitely you will be assisted to ensure that your dispute is resolved. In closing, I want to say that there are great opportunities in our society. But if we do not take up those opportunities, of course, we will not enjoy the benefits of the opportunities. So let me enjoin us to please enjoy the benefits of the services provided by the Directorate for Citizens' Rights at the River State Ministry of Justice to have our disputes resolved other than going to court. Dear friends, this is the much we can take in today's edition of River Ethics on Radio. I hope it made some difference as we all continue to work together to make our society better. If you missed parts of this program or want to listen to it again, please visit the website www.riverethics.com. You can also listen to and download previous episodes of the program from the website. The conversation also continues on Facebook and Twitter via @RiverEthics. You can also call us on the following numbers: 0808-917-7707 and 0902-917-7706. Don't forget that this program airs every Sunday on the following times and stations: Nigerian IFO 92.3 FM by 8:30 in the morning, Radio Rivers 99.1 FM from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, Reading 93.7 FM by 2:30 in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sundays, and Treasure 98.5 FM by 6:30 in the evening. There's also a special Pidgin English version on Wazobia 94.1 FM by 5 in the evening. Until same time next week, remember to let your manners speak for you. I remain yours, Florence Atili Fiberesima. Have a blessed week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.